Yeah, let's start with Matt Johansson and Wiley Wong. The book is Where Have You Gone? And again, Matt, Wiley, you guys have been on with me before. You've done other work, and it's nice to have you here. Tell us about, Matt, you started off. Tell us about the book, how it came about, and some of your thoughts about it.
Well, Wiley and I were friends from college, and we were Giants fans, and both grew up in the Bay Area, and had the thought to do some writing about the Giants, which we hadn't had a chance to do previously. And the idea that we had was to track down some old players, some of our favorites, find out what interesting stories they had to share. And so we got really lucky, found a publisher that wanted to do that, so that's what we did.
Very good. Pat, the book is Where Have You Gone? It's titled sort of the San Francisco Giants. Do you have a – before we go to Kyle Crick, Kyle
right.
Crick is going to get on with us
yep.
in about a minute here. But before we go to Kyle, give me one of the anecdotes that people can kind of chew on here, and we'll have you back on to explain a little more of it.
Sure. Well, my favorite chapter to do was about Jack Clark. He was my favorite player okay. when I was a kid growing up in the Bay Area. And so it was fun to track him down and talk to him about his playing days, but also about his short stint as a Los Angeles Dodgers hitting coach. He said that he felt conflicted about even doing that because he was such a dyed-in-the-wool giant, but it was the job he was offered. And all the time he had it, he would never take off his jacket because he refused to let anybody see him in a Dodgers jersey.
I love it. Good. Very good. Matt Johansson, Wiley Wong are with us. It's Wiley. Tell me some of the nuts and bolts, how you went out and got some of these interviews.
We scoured the internet and did a lot of Googling. And
there you go.
So we scoured the internet, did a lot of Googling, and worked with the Giants to get phone numbers. We went to the ballpark, and that's how we found these former Giants.
How many do you have in the book?
About 35.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
One of my favorites was Greg Minton. He lived in the East Bay for a while in the 2000s, and what we tried to do was find really interesting jobs that they did after their careers. And he sold pools for a while. Huh. So he would go into people's houses, and they would look at him and go, "Hey, do I know you?" And they would go, "You're the Moon Man." And then they would start talking baseball instead of what he was there for, which was to sell a pool. And they would want to say things like, you know, "Remember in that game against the Reds in the ninth inning, you did this and that?" And he would always go, I pitched a lot of innings. I just can't remember every game."
Wow.
Well, how about that, Marty? I mean, can you imagine a Major League Baseball player today? And Moonman was pretty good.
Yes.
Going out and having an off-season job selling pools. These guys are kicking back on yachts in the Mediterranean now. It's insane.
Yeah. I did the fantasy camp with him a few years. Bill Lasky would bring him in, the Moonman.
Is he a pretty eccentric cat? Or
No. The nicest guy in the world.
Yeah. Okay.
Really. You know, he's got, you know, had knee surgery. And
right.
He had a bunch of things
right.
happen to him. But, no, he'll talk about his career. And,
it's cool.
And the people who played with him, his reputation was well-deserved. And they don't even say half the things he did. I mean, but he didn't. He went like 250 innings without giving up a home run. He had some wild streak there. And
wow.
He was a good closer for
good.
This ball club.
Good.
All right, Greg Minton's good. Give me another one. Matt or Wiley, go ahead. One that you enjoy doing.
Oh, I really enjoy getting to know Jim Barr. I think that Wiley and I both enjoyed the fact that when we met these players who we followed as kids, that they were so approachable and so generous with their time and so cooperative with us, even though we'd never met them before.
Did you run into Johnny Lemaster by any chance? Did you do any work with Johnny Bones? Didn't they call him Bones?
Yeah, we met him actually at the fantasy camp that you referred to. And thanks for reminding us, but we got a lot of phone numbers and made a lot of contacts there. And he's just the nicest person in the world. Yeah, he got booed a lot in the 70s because he couldn't hit. But all the players in the 70s said he was the best defensive shortstop
right.
they had ever seen, playing in the rocky infield of Candlestick Park.
Yeah. Yeah, he was. He had a little trouble late in the game every once in a while. The ball was hit at him. Wasn't
booting it or something, Marty?
Yeah, the routine play late in the game. And that's why he put Boo on the back of his shirt at the point. That's great. You know, we have on the Twitter, Sons of Johnny Lee.
Yep, sure.
They're always sending me stuff, and I like they know the game. Oh, that's good. I didn't see that in the book.
Isn't that funny? You can be a goat, and the fan base hates you. But then they find almost a nostalgic love for you 30, 40 years
yeah.
later, right? Isn't that funny? Because Candlestick's the same way. I used to hate going to Candlestick, and now everybody's in love with the place and wants to go back.
Any particular interesting job that they're doing now? Because the book is Where Have You Gone? And it takes you through what the players are doing now. As Pat said, most of them are yachts in the Mediterranean.
Right.
But you must have run into some interesting occupations with people.
One of my favorites was also Jeff Kent, who went from baseball star to reality star. He was on Survivor last fall.
Yep.
I asked him, why would you even want to do that? And he just said he missed the competition. He's been retired 4 years, and he always watched almost every season of Survivor, and he's really outdoorsy. He's now the Boy Scout leader for his kids and troops for his kids. And so he wanted to go out there and compete. So the funny thing about that was he said a lot of people want to really look good in front of the TV, buff up, get a tan so they could, look really good. And he said, I was just myself. I knew I needed some fat because I wasn't going to get a lot of food to eat.
Sure.
So, he would. It's better to burn off the fat than muscle.
Very good. Well, Pat and I tone up before we come out here.
No,
quite
I'm trying to have excess body fat.
We
so
do
that. I need calories stored in case there's an apocalypse or something.
Well, we go through many hours, so we've got to be ready when we come out here. Hey, nice to have you guys on. Seriously.
Yeah.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, Matt Johansson, Wiley Wong. Let me see the book a second. By the way, Wiley, tell everyone where they can get the book. It's worth it. It really is well done. I've enjoyed looking through
it. They can get it from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anywhere you can buy books, or you can buy it from Matt's website.
You can get signed copies and free shipping at dreamcatcherpublishing.com.
Say that slowly.
Signed copies at dreamcatcherpublishing.com.
Dreamcatcher.
Right.
Publishing.com. All right, that's the part I want to hear slowly. Yeah. Very good. Here's the book. I'll show it to everybody here at the Public House. Where have you gone? You'll enjoy it, Pat.
I'm going to definitely get into it. And, everybody you're giving these glowing reviews of, they're super nice guys. Any a-holes? Any guys that were just like, man, I don't like that guy at all?
They were all extremely nice.
Yeah.
And because of that, we're really grateful of being lifelong Giants fans.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity. Really a once-in-a-lifetime experience for both of us.
All right, very good. Nice to have you guys here. Very nice.